Gospel of St. John, chapter 12. Gospel of St. John, chapter 12. We're mainly concerned with verse 3 of the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. What we want to talk about today, preach from the subject, the gift of love. The gift of love. I heard it through the grapevine that Valentine is coming up pretty soon. That was some information I got from the street committee. In some cases, the street committee is correct. Valentine is coming up. Usually that's a time when we try to show or demonstrate love for someone. Now, for many, the devil would cause you to make that time the saddest time in your life. And some of us make it the saddest time because we say we don't have anybody. We don't have anyone. You're a man, you don't have a female partner, girlfriend, lady friend, or someone that you're married to. Now, one thing you don't need to call her, don't call her your old lady. Don't do that. You get in a whole heap of trouble when you refer to your significant one, if you're a male, as your Sister Cora, can you say amen? That's a phrase you just don't want to use. It's demeaning. I don't care how comfortable someone may have become with using it, it's when you think about it, it's demeaning. Why are y'all so quiet? It's not a statement that builds up or enhances your wife or your lady friend. To say, this is my old lady, Mary. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. That is not a good statement to make. No, don't make that statement. This is my old lady. Let me introduce you to my old lady. No, no, even if she's up in age, don't call her old lady. Somebody need to say something. It's not an endearing statement to make. It's not gonna make her more loving towards you. And she might tell you to go and get you an old lady. But Valentine is, you know, it's a time when we usually show a little affection towards one another. It's not the only time we ought to show affection. It's not the only time I say it. I ought to show some love and affection all the time. If you was in Sunday school this morning, I'm sure you learned some things that you need to stay away from as it relates to the tongue. Anybody was in Sunday school? But I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, give me something that I could say to your people that they could relate to, centered around love. Love. Now, love is one of those words that is overused. We've used it so much until it has lost a lot of its meaning, its significance. We use it for everything. Everything. I love this tie. I love this suit. I love this hairstyle. I love my dog. I love my cat. I love everything. And yes, I love God too. And yes, I love you, darling. Not old lady now. LSU. But I love you. So we have to do more than just say it. You got to do more than just say it. That's a high calling, I promise you. You have to work at it. You have to work at it. Loving someone from a totally different background, totally different upbringing, and you all gonna come together and become one. Did I forget to do that? Y'all just decided to do it. Okay. That's good. Thank you. That's good. But two people becoming one, you have to think about that. Two people becoming one. Only God can do that. Only God can do it. So it's something that we have to work at all the time. The results will pay off. I promise you that. Your labor will pay off if we work at it. When we talk about loving another person, it has more to do with respecting the other person. And when we talk about respecting the other person, we're not just talking about how you talk to her, how you talk to him. That's important now, don't get me wrong. That's important, but more so than that, we're concerned about respecting one's values. Putting someone else's values ahead of your values. That's what we mean by putting someone else first. So if I practice putting her values before my values, and if she practiced putting my values before her values, then our relationship is going to be more harmonious. We get in trouble when we insist on putting ourselves first. We get in big time trouble. So you got to learn the other person. You got to learn that person. You got to study the person. And you have to ask God to reveal to you information, values that the other person had. You may not agree with the values. But you still need to respect the values. Amen. Which means I'm going to end up going some places that I may not really like going. But you don't see what makes a man upset is that when a man thinks he is being put down, man was created to be the head. I'm talking about Christian head, and I'm not talking about just head. Man was created to be what? Why y'all say it so low? Don't look at me funny. I'm just, it's the Bible. It's biblical. I'm not just making it up. It's biblical. Man was created to be, woman was not created to be the head of man. They're still looking at me funny. Woman was not made first. God did not take a rib from woman to make a man. You So, Malcolm, you said amen yet? Have you said anything? Ma'am? Because when I say this, some women feel threatened. Threatened. You know, you want to be over me. You want to be over me. I don't want no man over me. There's no danger. There's no danger in you having a Christian man, the head of your family. Now you will never experience the full blessings of God until you do it God's way. You can do it many ways you want to. But the question is, will you experience the full blessings of God? How do you put yourself in a position where you can experience all that heaven has to offer you? You can get stuck on yourself and say, I don't need a man. I don't want to hear that, because that scares me when you say you don't need a man. The man say he don't need a woman. I don't want to be around him. I'm going to get my distance, I promise you. You don't need a woman. You don't want a woman. You might be looking at me. Listen, I am not the Supreme Court. I'm a pastor of a Christian church. I'm a called preacher. I preach the gospel. I preach the truth. I teach the truth. You run out here saying you don't need a man. Stop saying that. You may not have one now, but you don't say you don't need one. God might take you up on it and not give you one. We got to teach our children that God created you a female. We got to teach that. God created you a boy. There's a difference between a boy and a girl. Society has just about got it where John Lyons, them, they can't even say nothing about a boy or a girl. They can't hardly. Most got the same bathrooms, everything, you know, unisex. A lot of buildings you go in now, you got the sign on the door. They have. That's, I promise you, unisex. Go in the same bathroom with the woman. I'm not used to that. Y'all so quiet on me. Y'all act like I told a lie. Somebody, am I lying? Oh, I was at St. Vincent. And I had to use the restroom, and I saw unisex. I said, unisex? Oh, my goodness. I said, Lord, let me see how. I went in, I looked, I said, well, I can lock the door. I don't need to be caught up in a room with, you know, bathroom like that. You know, I don't want that. That's gone too far for me now. Maybe I'm old fashioned. But the church got to remain the church. Doesn't matter what the world does. Doesn't matter what laws be passed. Some, we get these bad laws because we put bad folks in office. That's how you get bad laws. That's how you get that. You know, you're talking about two men loving each other and two women loving each other romantically. That's sickening. That's sickening. It's sickening. And it will always be sickening. I don't care how many do it. It doesn't matter. God is not moved by numbers. God doesn't care how many millions homosexuals march, lesbians march. God doesn't care. The only reason God hasn't struck you down is because he's merciful and long-suffering. He wants to give you an opportunity to be saved. And the church cannot be afraid to say male and female. They got a lot of money. They give a lot of money in church. I don't give a... Your money perish with you. Any preacher, any Sunday school teacher that won't preach and teach against sin, you are useless. At least you ought to be able to say what the Bible says. And you ought to believe it. And you ought to practice it. I had a professor in Bible college one time telling the class he had to counsel two homosexuals. I asked him, I said, how do you do that? Well, I just want them to be true to each other. How can they be true to each other? How can they? From a biblical perspective, how can they? Well, I just want them to be able to, you know, they're partners, they stay together. So I want them to just be at peace with each other. I told him I wouldn't dare do it. Not me. I don't care if it's my own children, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. The church ought to be the church. Do I hate them? No. I love them. I hate what God's hate. Let me say that again. I hate what God hate. The sin. I got myself in a mess. I'm talking about some alternative lifestyle. And you know, that's my daughter. And so I just, you know, whatever she does is all right with me. It's not all right. your daughter gonna come home from college and bring another woman, and they gonna sleep together in your house, in your bed? And you a Christian? I know I'm cutting through the chase. I'm getting right down to the meat and bone of it. How you gonna do that? And you might ought to listen to me, because you may have to deal with it. What I look like with a man? Come on, Shaver, let me put you in my arms. Could you imagine a picture of Steve Small Jr. with a man in my arm kissing him right in the mouth? I said it. I ain't gonna take it back. Now, you know, your televangelist would never say what I just said. Never. Never. And the reason being, they don't care about folk going to hell. You're a beautiful woman. You're going to be another woman up in your arms kissing her. I'm scared to call a woman name. I'm not doing that. I call my name. I call Shavers, but you know, Shavers all right. We got young girls in here. We got young girls. Pavita girls, Cook girls, other girls. These boys, look at these boys. I don't want them to ever experiment. I don't want them to ever try it. Talking about you all not knock it if you haven't tried it. Don't try it. So don't forget about that kind of love. That's not love, that's sin. That's gross sin. That's a sin that God refers to as an abomination to him. Now, let me see if the time got away from me already. Oh Lord, time up there, I think. No, it's not up there yet. Well, let me throw this out, we're gonna go. We usually give gifts for several reasons. Sometimes we give gifts out of fear. Yeah, sometimes we give gifts out of fear. I messed up so bad, and I'm afraid that you might leave me, so I give you a gift for you. Now, you know, if it's a lady, she'd probably be quick to tell you, I'm not for sale. You can't buy me. Stephanie, you listening? can't buy me. My wife told me that. I sent her a nice flower or something. She called me. You're not trying to buy me, are you? No, baby, I wouldn't try to buy you. No, I wouldn't do that. Not me. No. I said, baby, there's not enough money in the world to buy you. I just want to let you know how much I love you. So sometimes we give gifts out of fear. Right? Sometimes we give gifts out of love, because we love the person. And there's nothing wrong with demonstrating your love towards another person. Well, you ought to demonstrate your love towards, and I don't mean no same-sex stuff now. I have to say that because folks will take me wrong. But, you know, children ought to demonstrate their love towards their parents. And the best way you can demonstrate your love towards your parents is to obey them. That's the best way. Obey them. You're not getting the rose and all that. All that, all right, but that ain't worth a dime if you won't obey them. We got to obey them. We got to do what they say, do. Amen? Now, the first point I want to make, I'll make 2 points, then we're going to go. The essence of Christianity is love. The essence. Christianity is built on love. You cannot profess to be a Christian if you don't love. You got to love everybody. Now I know that's gonna cause some problems. I know that. Everybody gonna cause some problems. Cause within everybody is some low down bodies. Now I know that gonna cause some problems. I knew it when I said it. I knew it was gonna cause some problems. But I felt that I could say it and get away with saying it because Jesus said it. I felt that if Jesus said it, then it was okay for me to say it. Do you agree? I mean, you probably think of someone right now you don't love, but somebody that has caused pain in your life. Someone that has caused you to be uncomfortable. Not for a day or a week, but for years. Someone made a decision that turned your life upside down, and you telling me I got to love them. Yes. Yes. And I confess with you that that has always been a problem for me. Because certain professions you can get into where they don't want blacks. And many of you have been there. They don't want blacks. You got a White House now that have no blacks. Now, if I'm lying, I'm lying because I'm lying to CNN and Fox and all the rest of them. If I'm lying, I'm lying about that. But it's the people's house. It ought to reflect the people. It ought to do that. Am I right or wrong? So here is this person that hates you. God got me fired. I was operating a crane, making good money. And you know, you base your lifestyle on what you make. So when that good check stopped coming in, lifestyle gone. Somebody ought to say something. He got rid of me because I was black. As long as they had to make these big concrete pours, they had me. But when it got down to where they could take a smaller crane and do it, they got rid of me. I was gone. Now, this has happened more than once. And every time it's because I'm black. Some of you been there. You know what it's like. And I know who did it. And I got to love him. Now you sure enough got to be born again to do that. I said again, not the first time, but again. But I want to say to you, it is possible to do it. It's possible to do it because Jesus said it. Now, you cannot do it of your own self. You can't do it of your own self. Flesh is not going to do it. It's not. That's why you got to have the Spirit of Christ in you, guiding you at all times. You got to have the Spirit of Christ in you at all times, guiding you. That's why you all not go to bed unless you talk to Jesus. When you get up in the morning, you ought not start your day without talking to Jesus. Because a lot of stuff happens in the course of a day. It can cause you to say things and do things that you really didn't mean to do. But if you got Jesus on the inside, if his Spirit is guiding you, you'll be able to love those that despitefully use you. Jesus said, love your enemies. Love your enemies. Do good to those that despitefully use you. some folks said, if you was drowning, I wouldn't even throw you a rope. But you're a Christian. The essence of Christianity is love. You can't be a Christian if you don't love. You don't love the sinful behavior, but you got to love the person. And the main reason you got to love the person is because the person was created in the image of God just like you are. So if you hate the person, you hate God and you hate yourself. You hate God. Why, 1 John, the writer says, how can you say you love God whom you've never seen? And hate your brother or sister that you see daily. The Bible says you are a liar and the truth is not in you. Now you got to deal with this. You listen, as a Christian, you got to deal with this. You deal with it. Jesus will help you. If you want help, he'll help you deal with it. Because your life cannot grow spiritually until you get rid of the folks you hate. You got to start loving them. You got to. My time up. Yeah, my time up. End up blowing up. They ain't gonna hear but so much, no way. The essence of Christianity is what? Love. That's what it's built upon. Love. Love. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that includes the person you hate now, whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now I acknowledge that I had to get there. But I thank God that he let me live long enough to get to a point where I can separate a person's sinful behavior from the person. Separate the person's sinful behavior from the person. In other words, God has enabled me to get to a point where I don't define people by their behavior. That's deep. That's deep. But you got to believe in the power of Almighty God. God can change a person. I said, God can change a person. I don't care how low down and how dirty the person may have been. God can change the person. I know I'm right. You remember Saul in the New Testament, better known as Paul. He killed Christians. He led movements that killed Christians. He led movements that shut down churches. He held the coats while they stoned Stevenson. You talking about mean and low down. He was that. But one day around high noon, on the road to Damascus in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts. One day around high noon, while he was on his way to shut down a little church in Damascus, he met Jesus. And I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, when you meet Jesus, he can change your life. I know he can change your life because he changed my life. You know he can change a life because he changed your life. You may not be all that you ought to be, but thank God you're not what you used to be. Oh, I wish I had some witnesses here. Oh, he can change you. And he changed you from the inside out. He don't dress you up and make you look pretty and you're still rotting on the inside. He starts on the inside and he changes you from the inside out. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I know he can change you. Anybody here know he can change you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've been good to me. Yes, you have. The mere fact I'm here today says you've been good to me. The mere fact you here today says the Lord been good to you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Bless your name, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Because you first loved us. The gift of love. Christianity is built on love. I know you've been hurt. Some of you have been hurt by people that were supposed to love you. You got to forgive them. You can't go forward. You cannot grow spiritually until you forgive them. Maybe they didn't do what they were supposed to do when you was a child. Maybe they abandoned you, whatever. But you got to forgive them. You cannot grow spiritually. You cannot be all that Christ wants you to be if you don't forgive them. You need to go to them. Go to them. Say, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry I did what I did. If somebody hurt you, they may not never come to you. But you still got to forgive them. Get it out of your system. Once you get it out of your system, you make room for God's love to come in. I want to be all that God wants me to be. Don't you? I want to be all that God wants me to be. God bless you. I'm finished. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much.